Well, hello, gentlemen. This is Solo Man here. And it's a Friday night again for me, so it means it's a beer night. And I've got a bottle of beer in front of me, and it's very cold. It's got frost and moisture all on the outside of the glass, and there's water dripping down the side of it. My God, that's so sexy. Anyway, I got a couple of news stories. Well, they're not real news, but you know what I mean, and I thought you might be interested in them. And I'll put the links down below as usual. But first of all, this was what I saw on the way home from work. Now, the traffic was backed up for a little bit, so I knew something had happened, and then it started to go. And obviously, I guess there was an accident. And as you see here, there's a truck on the right-hand side, a green truck, and a car on the left. Obviously, they've been moved off the road, but I guess they hit each other somehow. Now, I don't know whose fault it was, and I don't know who was driving the car, but there's a femon sitting down, you know, resting. It could be that she was driving the car, who knows, but these are all empowered femon, and she can do anything, except in a situation like this. She sits down, and the men are doing whatever has to be done. You see, femons cherry-pick when they are all empowered, of course, and then they play the victim if it's more advantageous. But there's a fair amount of damage to the side of the car. I don't know whether you can see that. I reckon it's going to be a write-off. But looks like nobody got hurt, which is a good thing. Anyway, I carried on my way home, because I had some beer waiting for me. So let's get on with these news items. A mum glassed a friend in the face. I mean, these femons are sweet wee things, aren't they? I think this femon's only 20 years old. Of course, she has a child, of course. No man around, I don't believe. But she was drinking with her friend somewhere or other. And let's be honest, I guess they were pretty drunk, and femons don't hold liquor too good, do they? And apparently one of them said they were throwing drinks at each other. So her friend threw a drink over her, and she kind of pushed the glass into this other girl's face. And even used this broken glass stem to injure her nose. But this young girl, I say femon, denies that and said she didn't purposely do it. And I believe this happened some time ago. You see, femons can't even go out together with each other and get on. And I'll let you read the story yourself, of course, but I'm reading between the lines myself, and I believe this girl did it purposely. Of course, she denies it, says it was an accident. But I think she only didn't get any jail time or anything. But I guess she got plenty of drama, which is what they were looking for, because the injuries weren't all that bad at all. And you'd think the courts would have something more serious to deal with, wouldn't they? No wonder the courts are all backlogged with this rubbish. Well, of course, that story was in the UK. Now here's one in Florida. This older femon decided to take a naked dip into somebody else's pool. I believe it was a 69-year-old man, so he phoned the police. And the police came and asked her what she was doing there. And she was a bit combative, I guess. Didn't give her a name, didn't want to tell them anything. But they found a crack pipe in her vagina. It's amazing what you can find in vaginas these days. And by the picture of this femon, looks like the wall really did a number on her. Long time ago. But the thing is about femons, they kind of use their vagina like another suitcase or another handbag, don't they, a lot of times? I'm just kind of wondering how they knew something was in a vagina in the first place. Was it hanging out or something? I don't know. Anyway, you can read it and let me know what you think. Next, a woman wears an inappropriate tight dress to grandpa's funeral. You see how these young femons nowadays have no morals whatsoever. You go to a funeral to pay your respects to the person that's died. And this femon was related to the person that died, and she still couldn't respect them. She still has to make the funeral about her. She said, if you've got it, flaunt it. And she said her grandfather would approve. I don't think so. And this is how disgusting femons can be, isn't it? They seem to be able to take anything and everything of any goodness, of any value, and destroy it and turn it into trash. All the rest of the other family should disown her immediately, I think. Anyway, give it a read if you want and let me know what you think. A femon chops her toe off with a lawnmower. Accidentally. Now, as you know, we're not allowed to say that femons are stupid or anything. We're allowed to say men are. But this could happen to pretty well anybody. Well, not just anybody, a fairly stupid person, to cut their own toe off. Pheromones and machinery don't really mix too much, do they? And I have noticed a lot of stories about pheromones getting injured about doing things like this. A man used to do it, of course, but they're all empowered now. Well, I don't believe they found it to sew it back on or anything, but it does go to show you that pheromones can be pretty stupid sometimes, too. I know, you're not allowed to say that, but I did, anyway. Now here's another story that I think is fairly good news. China bans effeminate men from being on television. Well, I don't know about your country where you're in, but I know the UK loves those type of men. They're on TV all the time. And of course they exist in the planet everywhere. Well, we don't have to celebrate them on TV all the time, do we? And these people are very woke and very weak. And if a lot of men are like that, the country is weak. Plus, young children watch it and think this is where they're supposed to be. Strong men makes a strong country. Say, look at the Western world now with this wokeness everywhere and the snowflake generation. They're very, very weak. And I guess China's seen all that. And it doesn't want to go down that route. And of course, the Western world has gone exactly the opposite way. It doesn't want to show masculine men on TV or in films anymore. And what the Western world doesn't seem to see or understand is the wolves are circling. Anyway, let me know what you think about a few of those stories there. And you know, I'm just going to go get myself another goddamn beer. A nice chilled one. Nice talking to you guys. Catch you later.